mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Republican primary debates are getting rowdier with each installment. Insults and accusations were flying at the debate in Detroit hosted by Fox News. But the most talked about exchange was a gesture. Marco Rubio and Donald Trump wiggling their fingers in the air to show how big their hands are. The crude comparison was met with a mix of bemusement and disgust. American voters and pundits wondered why our politicians can't be more dignified, more civilized, like the Europeans or the Brits.
I ask my right honourable friend, the Prime Minister.
Last week, like him, I was in Brussels meeting with heads of government and leaders of European socialist parties, one of whom said to me,
that's absolutely vital. Ask my mother. Oh, I think I know what my mother would say. I think she'd look across the dispatch box and she'd say, put on a proper suit, do up your tie, and sing the national anthem.
That's a clip of a montage of parliamentary insults put together by The Washington Post. Adam Taylor covers foreign affairs for The Post and wrote about the longstanding tradition of being petty, mean, and deliciously rude in the British Parliament. Adam, welcome to the program.
Hi, Virginia. Thanks for having me on.
So these are all relatively recent clips from Parliament, which is right now debating mostly the Brexit or the decision on whether or not Britain should leave the European Union. Is this unusually raucous?
I would say tensions are a little heightened, but there's certainly a long tradition of these sort of insults and raucous back and forth in Parliament.
How did that begin?
You know, it goes back really as long as we can measure. It goes back into the 18th century. And one of the things is like the very nature of Parliament, it's sort of confrontational. So it's one side of the government that sits on one side and then the opposition sits on the other side. And famously, they are the distance between the two front benches is supposed to be two swords' lengths, which gives you an idea of what they expected might happen. From what I understand, things really got in sort of the modern era got very bad in the 70s when there was sort of personal animosity between Harold Wilson and Edward Heath, and it's just kind of continued to this day.
I'm stunned. I mean, that was Prime Minister David Cameron there talking about what his mother would say. Now, what is the context for that? How does something like that come up on the floor of Parliament?
Well, in that case, they were talking about cuts to the health service, and I believe that David Cameron was talking about the proposed budget cuts when a Labour MP actually shouted out, "Ask your mum," which is a reference to the fact that Cameron's own mother had signed a petition opposing the cuts. I think that's more indicative of just really how everyone sort of shouts out. These take place during Prime Minister's questions time, and when basically Parliament's full, it's sort of standing room only, and there's really sort of an atmosphere of sort of like a debate at a pub or something. There's people shouting stuff out and sort of trying to get the upper hand and cheering and jeering, and it's very confrontational.
Well, I mean, I know that isn't quite a yo mama joke, but it is pretty hard to imagine President Obama responding to or even being thrown such a kind of insult. How do you compare this to the kind of sniping that we hear here in the U.S.?
Well, I think one of the things that is very different is that this is kind of institutionalized in the UK. So a lot of what we see is taking place during the Prime Minister's questions times, which take place every Wednesday for half an hour while Parliament's in session. And it's really sort of the focal point of like British public debate. You know, it's televised and it's very popular, and really all these insults tend to come from that. And it's partly as well, you know, this is a parliamentary system. So David Cameron is the leader of the Conservatives in Parliament and the Conservative government in Parliament. So he's in there asking questions. And, you know, it's a chance for him to sort of not just show off his policy, but also show off sort of his wit and his confidence. A lot of these politicians rose up through Oxford and Cambridge, where they have very strong debating unions, which I think also plays into this.
Yeah. And also, it sounds like a lot of their clever little snipes are sort of made for Twitter. How is it doing in the social media age?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It seems to have had a sort of a resurgence in the past few years. David Cameron, in particular, is very good at it. He's actually, in my opinion, he's a very good public speaker. I would very much assume all of this stuff is is pre-prepared, but he also has a sort of way of saying this stuff in a way that makes it seem very, very sort of off the cuff. And, you know, it does work in terms of, like, sort of the cable news era. You know, Britain has a very similar sort of system of 24-hour rolling news, and stuff like this makes headlines. And the worst that's really going to happen, you know, is the Speaker of the House can reprimand you, in which case you have to withdraw the comment. Certain comments get more withdrawn than others. For example, you're not allowed to call someone a liar. That always has to be withdrawn.
So let's hear just a clip. This is actually a comment that I guess went too far and was asked to be withdrawn.
Of using our hard-won credibility, which we wouldn't have if we listened to the muttering idiot sitting opposite me.
I'm very worried about the health of the health minister, who's so overexcited he might suffer a relapse, and I'm a compassionate chap. I don't want that to happen. But the prime minister will please withdraw the word idiot. It's unparliamentary. A simple withdrawal will suffice. We're grateful.
So what happens when they're withdrawn? Are they stricken from the record? What's the result?
It's essentially like that. Yeah, they have to withdraw it, and they have to apologize. I mean, it's not a severe reprimand, you know. As you'll see from these clips, quite often the speaker is laughing himself and sort of playing along into it.
Is this just theater, though, Adam? I mean, you know, afterwards, are they all sort of patting each other in the back in the pub?
To a degree, I'm sure there is some significant personal animosity here. But you know, Britain is a small country, and all these guys live in London, or most of the time live in London. And a lot of them, you know, went to the same colleges. They all went. A lot of people go to Oxford and Cambridge, and a lot of them know each other from their university years. So while there is a sort of personal animosity, I think it's a bit different from the US, where they know each other well, and they also sort of live in the same world, and which is partly, I guess, why some of the insults are so cutting.
Well, it is the personal nature of the attacks that many Americans have, you know, watching these debates among the Republicans, especially, and the Democrats as well, thought, you know, this is, you've just going too far. So should Americans looking to Europe, you know, for inspiration for a more civilized government reconsider?
Well, certainly. I certainly don't think that European politics is much more civilized. Obviously, I know the British example very well, and there's insults flying around everywhere, and very personal insults, and very cutting and sometimes quite mean insults. And I, you know, my impression of the rest of the continent is that it's not much better there either. You know, the big question is whether these insults overshadow serious debates. I'm of two minds about that. I'm not really sure they do or they do not. They certainly make people pay more attention, which could be a good thing.
Adam Taylor, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Adam Taylor reports on foreign affairs for The Washington Post and wrote the article, "The Petty, Mean, and Deliciously Rude Way British Politicians Insult One Another." You can find the article and find a terrific montage of Brits having it out at wordofmouthradio.org. Yeah!